brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, it goes on for 30-plus minutes, actually, but it takes them about 15 minutes to kill him, and then they kind of have a celebration after they've killed him. But Fullerton, California Police Department murdered unarmed homeless man, and, of course, this happened last year. I was just telling the story about how this guy was a police officer's son, and so they did indict the cops, but only because the dad was a cop, and I've noticed that. When they kill your kid, folks, and what's sick is they're sitting on each hand and on his legs. By the end, it's eight cops, and they're saying, he's saying, I can't breathe, daddy, daddy, and they just keep beating his brains out and his whole body and knocking every tooth out, and they keep saying, just put your hands behind your back. I love that. Like, they go, don't resist, and then taser you, and then taser you till you die, and you're just sitting there. And in America, they taser you if you don't answer questions now. The courts have said they can do that. It's torture. I mean, if they had guys in Abu Ghraib tasering them, they'd call it torture. And it just shows what a sick system we are. And my point is, do police really want to grow up in a country where they're run by foreign banks and the people are their enemies and they consider us insurgents and they kill a 95-year-old man because, you know, he's not doing what nurses are telling him, and he has a shoehorn in his hand, and they say it's okay. I mean, and again, this isn't how the police were in the past. This is how they act in authoritarian regimes. This is what they want. And my point was, what comes around goes around. That's why I mentioned the case of Kelly Thomas. Do they walk over to him, and they say, what are you doing? And it turned out he'd done nothing wrong. And he's sitting there, and he's schizophrenic, and he goes, nothing, I'm just sitting here. So they start grabbing on him, then they jump on top of him. He says, hey, man, stop that. And then they just kill him. Then he's, and you can see in the video, we're showing their original one that got released by locals. It turned out they had the surveillance tapes that the cops lied that they didn't have, but it turned out people inside the department released them, if you follow that case. And the reason they got indicted, I haven't followed if they got convicted yet, was because they lied and said, oh, he kept resisting. Just like the guy on the DART platform, they made a movie about it, who wasn't even the guy that was in a fight, and they put him in handcuffs, he's not resisting, and then they just shoot him in the back, just pulls the gun out, boom. And they take all the cell phones away. Cop got a year for it, except one person in a train that stopped, and it drives off as the cops look, and they get the footage out. They said he attacked the police. Just like the FBI shot one of the Tsarnaev brothers' friends who knew that he was CIA. They said, oh, he attacked him. Well, he didn't attack him, and it's national security. We shot him in the back of the head, though. We just killed him, and that's just the way it is. So you just get used to that because we're the guys in charge. We're the winners. You're only the winners for a season because America's being brought down, and the globalists plan a red terror in this nation. That's why the Army manual that we've been reporting on since Monday openly has come out and said that the Founding Fathers are bad people and due process and freedom is bad. Now, I didn't mean to digress off into this point today. It's just that I was thinking of examples of blowback where what the corrupt system does comes back on it. Oh, throughout history, when tyrants bring in tyranny, it ends up destroying them. Hey, will you guys print me the article about Little Leagues are seen as racist in California? I saw an article where they're banning them. Because I saw that. It was the Washington Times. I couldn't believe it 2 days ago. I never covered it. I wanted to mention that. By the way, we have a Leanne McAdoo report. Austinites did sign petitions to ban the word father and mother and family and brown bag, as Seattle has done. These are virulently authoritarian people who think they're liberal. We'll be back with that as well.
United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Broadcasting worldwide, hour number two. Here are the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Obama's Syria attack rationale crumbles. Report, U.S. attack on Syria to begin Saturday. That's the biggest paper in Israel saying that. Russia sends warships to the Mediterranean. Denies Syrian link. Boy, how do you know when government's lying when their lips are moving? Will war with Syria cause the price of oil to explode higher? Do bears live in the woods? 50 years later, Wes defiles Martin Luther King's memory. Man, I tell you, I was watching MSNBC last night during a break up here editing. And, I mean, it was like an absurdist cartoon of race bait pushing. They've just totally turned Martin Luther King Day and his dream speech into the opposite. And it was legalize all the illegals, open the borders up, socialism, communism, or you're a racist. I mean, wow. Unbelievable. That's got to discredit these people. It's just, I don't know how they do it day after day, though, Rachel Maddow and people. I mean, it is bizarre to watch. And like Al Sharpton in a gangster suit up there. Amazing. U.S. admits it has no idea who carried out the Syrian chemical weapons attacks. That's the New York Times. Washington's blog boils down a whole section of that. I mean, this is just a criminal rogue group that won't even put their name on it. But it shows how it's a rogue shadow corporate Bilderberg style government is just pushing this. And then there's not even proof given. And Kerry 3 days ago is like, it doesn't matter who launched it. Assad's horrible. It's all about Assad, not about the hundreds of thousands that have been killed by the West injecting the rebels and calling them protesters. So here's some of these headlines. And then I'm going to go to a special report, Syrian Hypocrisy with David Knight. And then Obama is saying he hasn't made a decision yet on Syria. We're going to be breaking that down. Ayatollah, the head of Iran's supreme leader, says dire consequences if the United States strikes Syria. Sparks worries Iran could launch proxy war if Syria is struck. I mean, what do you think the West has done? It's a proxy war. And you're like, well, I don't like Iranians. Folks, what do you even know about that if you're a new listener? Please go watch my film Terror Storm that came out in 2006. You notice it talks about how the CIA staged terror attacks, brought in the Muslim extremists. In 1983, that was declassified last week. It was already declassified before that. They just declassified a little more. And they staged false flags to do it and blame the government and then put the jihadis in for a few weeks to destabilize things so people would then beg for the Shah. Then they took him out in 79, put the Ayatollah back in, did the hostage deal with him. The shadow government did to set up Carter, then gave him weapons. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, did Iran ever invade multiple times and put foreigners in to take it over? Did Iran ever take over the U.S.? No. Everybody just loves to hate them because they look different than us. And the truth is, our stinking New World Order government literally put these people in. It's like they created Saddam. They actually ran him until the end. With the Shiites, they don't really run them. They just wind them up and, you know, put them in charge, kind of like opening the gates. So the Kraken can go out and destroy Joppa. But continuing here, Ayatollah threatens dire consequences if U.S. strikes Syria. That is really important. Humanitarian intervention in Syria will increase civilian deaths. And I'm being sarcastic there. The monkey cage is their blog. Military intervention on the side of rebels increased civilian deaths by 40%. And it goes over just what the last few years has done there. Yeah, hundreds of thousands of dead. On Syria, Obama says he's eyeing shot across the bow. And a shot across the bow will be maybe 100 cruise missiles get launched. That's probably what they're leaning towards. Blow up some power stations, blow up some infrastructure, blow up some military bases. It's hard to get their al-Qaeda through with suicide bombers to blow up the military and police bases. So, I mean, that'll be what it is. Just so they can then say 6 months from now, you know, a year from now, that'll be 3.5 years into the war. We're 2.5 plus right now. See, we got to do something. It's like, yeah, what's going on with that? It's our job to go help those Syrians against that Assad guy when the whole thing's manufactured by the same globalists that have occupied America and are running us into the ground. And Obama's legacy is he wants to prove he's the most ruthless, bloodthirsty, cunning manipulator to get Obamacare through for the big banks to raise taxes on everybody, including the poorest, and put in death panels and create government control for eugenics over health care and absolutely destroy small businesses and give waivers to all the big businesses that are part of the inside globalist club, and then sit there smiling as he cons his poor victim constituents. And then takes the blame for the whole agenda so the next puppet can be brought forward. And he wants what Bush got and what Clinton got and what every other president does, targeting another piece of the global risk board to say, I got another piece for the New World Order. And there's only 6 or 7 big nations left they haven't taken down worldwide. They've taken them all down, ladies and gentlemen. And they're continuing to move forward so that no one can oppose a global government. No one has powerful weapons to oppose them. So they can then fund rebel groups to then fully bring down the governments so the globalists can bombard them. But most of the time, they just take over financially, bring in corporate unified Agenda 21 over land, medical, religion, infrastructure, military. It's global standardization, global regulatory law that the globalists are exempt from, to then come in and force hundreds of shots every year. It'll just kill everybody. And then everybody wonder why everybody's dying. And, you know, if you speak out and say it's the government, you'll be arrested as a troublemaker. That's their plan. They say they want to arrest people that, you know, say this is happening. If you're mad about fluoride, you just paramilitary group comes and kills you. Because it's, you know, a death squad for freedom. I mean, the nanny state's liberal. They're not tyrants. They love you. They say it in a soft NPR voice. So we've got that going on. And once they have this in worldwide, I mean, Katie barred the door. That's when the real depopulation starts. But they want to mop everything up first before they release the bioweapons and blame it on terrorists and then bring in a greater police state through that crisis. And then a few years later, release another bioweapon. And, oh, you know, here's the guy that did it. And you know, he's an evil patriot scientist. And we're going to execute him. And, oh, a billion died when he released the white plague or whatever they'll call it. This is the whole program. And then further deindustrialize with the robots and automation replacing you, where you absolutely have to go on the dole with robots tending the fields and producing the food that you get from the government or from the corporate combine with the government contract, so that you are absolutely a slave in a prison, dumbed down and poisoned before they wipe everybody out. And you want to know why they attack me in movies and TV? They've got comic books coming out where the bad guy, you know, in Marvel Comics is an evil right-wing patriot leader, and it's my face 100%. In fact, you can probably show that. They've got movies coming out, you know, where the villain is Alex Jones. They've got, actually called Alex Jones. They've got at least 10 shows I've seen the last decade on different cable networks where there's a bad patriot in Texas broadcasting who sounds exactly like I do, who then gets blown up by the ATF. I mean, they've got one script. They just pay, because they know I know. And if their minions find out they're all going to be killed, if people find out what this master plan is, folks, it's game over. So people ask me, why do I not have fear? It's because, look, I only have fear that I won't do a good job exposing these people. I know their program. I know their operation. I know where it goes. I know there's no future for my family. It would be a crime if I didn't expend every bit of energy I have. I would be aiding and abetting the enemy in this eugenics global rewrite, takeover, total hegemon, the takeover of reality, the takeover of the genetic code, the takeover of creation by these devilish forces, if I didn't fully tell you what they're really up to. If I just played patty cake with the New World Order and just kind of halfway faded off or whatever, or I became a big mainstream talk show host, I would be sentencing my children and their grandchildren to a total nightmare. And by the way, people always say, oh, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren will have to do it. No, no. We're going to have to deal with this now. Our children are going to have to deal with it. You're now dealing with the front leading edge of the storm of the New World Order. It's going to increase 100%, 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%. You already noticed most people can't hardly talk now. The IQs are plunging. They're being programmed by the television, the iPads. The brains have been rewired. Neurological disorders are off the charts. People are turning off, folks. People are under high-tech mind control with the chemicals, the biologicals, the radiologicals. And we're going in to a New World Order program where they think they're saving the Earth, doing this to destroy the scourge, the infestation of 7.5 billion humans on the planet. And undoubtedly, a lot of the technologies are dirty. There are many areas that are overpopulated, but there are many areas that aren't, like the West is imploding, having a birth rate replacement of 1.3 on average. So for every two adults, there are ways to move forward and fix this, but the globalists don't want to transfer the clean new energy systems to people because that would destroy their monopoly. See, they don't have full government yet, full world government yet, to carry their plans out. They argue, well, if they could get all this in and take out their competition, that then they could try to fix things. But their plan to fix things is just to kill everybody. And then I study the individual globalists and how they operate. They're all just a bunch of sadist, murdering control freaks who love going to dinners every night in white ties, being given awards and worshipped and wearing crowns on their heads. Psychopathic, narcissistic, control freak, sociopath, mixtures of all sorts of control freak weirdos combining into these army command groups, commanding giant slurs of dumbed down populations programmed by Madison Avenue to be grasping, spiritually blind, gibber walkies. All right, we're going to come back, give the number out, go to some of these video reports, take your phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to go to a David Knight report on what's happening with Syria. And if you're a new listener and hear these things I'm talking about, and it is shocking to you, I know reality's crazy, but if you look at what other rulers and emperors have done, that's all crazy. That we're in 2013, the world is a bizarre place, our government is funding Al-Qaeda, our government has been overrun and seized by the globalists, they are trying to teach fifth graders about incredibly sexually graphic things in public schools. MSNBC is saying that the state's going to take over your children, and that's a good thing. All of this craziness is really happening. They're just normalizing you for the change to absolutely flip everything on its head. This is a war against humanity by a globalist technocracy that believes that they're a different species than us. They say that in their own words, that they're really human and we're not, and they see us as animals to be fed on. Let's go to David Knight's report, Syrian Hypocrisy.
This is about the large-scale, indiscriminate use of weapons that the civilized world long ago decided must never be used at all.
The supposed use of sarin gas in Syria is now being used as a pretext for war. But when did the civilized world decide that sarin gas shouldn't be used? And how different is sarin gas from the weapons of mass destruction that the civilized world wants to use on innocent Syrian civilians? Developed by the Nazis' own IG Farben, creators of Zyklon B, used for mass murder and concentration camps, sarin gas was a standard chemical military weapon of both the U.S. and the USSR. And in the 1950s, it was adopted by NATO as a standard chemical weapon. The U.S. military-industrial complex made a science out of sarin delivery. Pictured here is the M134 bomblet, designed for the M190 Honest John rocket warhead. The bomblets carried sarin nerve agent and were released 5,000 feet above their target, saturating an area 1,000 meters in diameter with sarin gas. Does Syria possess anything like that? But of course, it was okay because we had it.
It defies any code of morality. Let me be clear. The indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, the killing of women and children and innocent bystanders by chemical weapons is a moral obscenity.
After using and weaponizing sarin gas for over 40 years, the U.S. signed a treaty in 1993 to ban its use. 5 years later, CNN and Time magazine both broke a story about the U.S.'s use of sarin gas during Vietnam. In the firestorm of controversy, CNN and Time fired the reporters and declared the story false. However, the reporters pushed back with a 77-page document backing up their allegations, and April Oliver won a $1 million lawsuit against CNN. But just the presence of sarin gas in Syria, regardless of whether it was used by the rebels, by the CIA and Jordanian commandos that Le Figaro reported entered Syria a couple of weeks earlier, or whether it was actually the Syrian government, the use of chemical weapons is supposed to be justification for the U.S. military-industrial complex to rain death down on tens or hundreds of times more innocent men, women, and children than were killed in this attack. But chemical weapons experts not affiliated with the U.S. government have cast doubt on whether sarin was actually the chemical used. 500 times more toxic than cyanide, it can kill within 1 minute. And it will kill first responders who don't wear protective clothing. That this apparently didn't happen makes it doubtful that the chemical used was sarin. And how does sarin gas compare to weapons that the U.S. has used and continues to use? Millions of gallons of Agent Orange were dropped in Vietnam during the war. Nearly 50 years later, three generations later, it is still showing up in horrible birth defects. And it didn't just affect Vietnamese civilians. American soldiers are dying from cancer and having difficulty getting the U.S. government to accept responsibility, having to fight one by one against the VA. And the U.S. continues to use weapons that would mean a slow death sentence for those who survived the war, both U.S. soldiers and foreign citizens. That would be depleted uranium. At about the same time the U.S. agreed to ban the use of sarin gas, it reversed its policy and began exposing U.S. soldiers to depleted uranium. Like Agent Orange, it is also a persistent poison, killing slowly and causing birth defects.
Our sense of basic humanity is offended not only by this cowardly crime, but also by the cynical attempt to cover it up.
The American government's hypocrisy over the use of weapons of mass destruction is a stench before heaven. That they would use this to justify the murder of tens of thousands more people is what should offend our sense of humanity. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
You know, I want to say this. I get up on air. I'm aggressive. I'm angry. I'm focused sometimes. But God moves in mysterious ways. We've been able to build this media operation. But thank God I've got such amazing reporters and researchers like David Knight and everybody else in my crew. Thank God that we've gotten to this point, been able to build this operation to this point. And we're going to bring in even more reporters, more research, and to be able to put the truth out in the face of the globalists. So there is the sarin hypocrisy, the West hypocrisy on Syria.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I want to finish up with a couple of headlines on Syria. Israeli newspapers are reporting, and it's now been confirmed, that the UN inspectors are being pulled out of the country on Saturday, and that as soon as they're out of the country, by helicopter, back to the CIA command bases, where al-Qaeda is based in Jordan and Iraq and other areas, that they are going to start a cruise missile bombardment. And that's what a lot of U.S. news is saying. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's true. But if he does do that, this is clearly just a wag the dog, tail wagging the dog case of where, well, remember Clinton fired like 100 cruise missiles off at an aspirin factory when the Drudge Report was exposing, to show how these are just people we're fighting. The Drudge Report was pointing out that Clinton had lied about Monica Lewinsky, and then talk radio picked up on it. I remember I was covering it at the time, and they then freaked out, and he missile attacked a pharmaceutical company factory saying it was a chemical weapons lab. Remember that? And that was in the middle of Africa. And then They had also, what was it, Operation Fox, where they attacked Iraq with cruise missiles. I mean, this is the type of stuff they do. And then it also serves as, oh, look, we are going to need to, you know, do something because there'll be another attack. And this has been going on for years. Come on, we got to have a strike. We got to help the Syrian children. And the average American doesn't know that our government is hijacked, that our government staged it. And so they think they'll go along with it. But the incredible news that I should be jumping for joy over, in fact, we should be popping champagne. I've only done this one other time here on air. That was 4 years ago. The Copenhagen meeting to push a world government tax. The document came out, and at the same time, the hacked emails got released that they confirmed were real, where the UN was organizing a lie to hide that the world was cooling and that they knew it was about global taxes and eugenics and cutting off the third world and not letting them develop and then shutting down development in the West as well, but really targeting the third world, and that it wasn't to help the third world. So everybody turned against it. I had the crew on that Sunday broadcast go get champagne. We drank champagne on the air one time in 18 years. And I really just had the understanding that the fact that Americans, conservative, libertarian, liberal, whatever term they call themselves, have 9% approval rating for this is champagne level. I mean, regardless of what happens, it shows that people are really, really starting to get it. And it's incredibly positive. And there's a lot of other positive stuff happening. And I talked to a lot of police and a lot of military, which are, again, where the rubber meets the road in the establishment. And they're waking up. And school teachers I talked to are waking up. The bureaucracy is waking up and really getting that this isn't all being done for our good. And they give us cover stories for why we're doing what we're doing. But in the final equation, it is to consolidate power by a bunch of above-the-law globalists, and people are tired of it. 800-259-9231. I know the phone lines are loaded, but I wanted to give the number out. It's open phones. I kind of said on Syria, but I mentioned police earlier. Now, more and more, cops are having their kids killed by cops. And I've noticed a trend where when that happens, the cops actually get charged. So I was talking about how that's almost the new royalty and how all over the country, the police and bureaucrats, the face-scanning cameras can't identify them. The license plate readers can't identify them. The systems can't, and they can't really be given tickets now it's coming out. You can't even enter their info in the police computers in California. And last time I checked, it was almost 1 million. The San Francisco Chronicle was asking, is this a bad idea? And now it's reached epic proportions a few weeks ago. I was reading where it's just insane. And can you imagine if the bureaucrats are above the law, can you imagine the mega bankers and everybody else? This is lawlessness. And the only thing holding things back right now is the morality of individuals that's left. And that's why the system assaults morality. If you go read Declassified, this stuff came out in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, different, you know, famous communist goals and agenda. You can just search that term and see different ones read in the Congressional Record. And then about a decade ago, they began to release the KGB and NKVD files. There were lots of headlines like McCarthy was right and stuff like that about communist infiltration. And in those, it says we want to get people having sex at a young age so they don't have a family and never, you know, cement a bond because the family is a threat for our collectivist state system. We want to get people on drugs. We want to, you know, on and on and on, turn groups against each other. We don't want people going to church, but we want to push atheist ideas, but also simultaneously infiltrate the churches as atheists to then put out our message. And it's just unbelievable. And they infiltrated the Catholics, folks. That's what's going on there with all that craziness. They infiltrated the Protestants, you name it. And now at Baptist churches, they're saying, turn in your guns. You know, the Southern Baptist Convention and others, you know, war is good. Do what the government says. Take the shots. Their clergy response team. It's a state-run system. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just that there are so many things going on, so many incredible things that are happening, and it shows how this program and how the public schools have been able to do this. And now they federalize with standardization. If you want to be accredited to go to college, the Private schools, most of them, over 90%. Folks, you're not going to go to college and get a job unless it's as a bureaucrat or Homeland Security. It's over. There's not going to be jobs. America's done. You go spend $500,000 on all the loans you take, you know, $250,000 to get a four-year degree, $500,000 to get a PhD or a medical doctorate, and all the metrics show maybe 5% will end up making money with it. It's over. It's over. If the New World Order is allowed to continue, it's done. Okay, it's all a fraud. It didn't even matter if your kids go to school now. As long as they know about the New World Order, know how to read and write, and know how to fix a toilet, mow a yard, and have good interpersonal skills so people learn they're honorable. That's the most valuable thing in business and life, is people knowing you do what you say you're going to do. People knowing you don't stab people in the back. People knowing you're a good person. People knowing you're hardworking. That was always the most valuable thing, and that is the most valuable thing today, more than ever, as society falls apart. Because everybody wants to be a movie star. Everybody wants to be a rock star. Because they think that narcissistically they're going to be successful if they could just pass into the promised land and be some type of celebrity. I'm here to tell you, folks, I know a lot of big celebrities, bigger than Charlie Sheen. Bigger than a lot of the ones you've heard on this show. Bigger than Viggo Mortensen. Bigger than you name it. As big as it gets, folks. And they are the most unhappy, miserable, mentally ill, looking at themselves in the mirror all day people that you could imagine. I'm not talking about Charlie until he went off the rails. He was a really smart, great guy. He's still a good guy. We pray for him. And his family does as well. The point is that there is nothing else. Let me tell you what there is. There's your kids growing up healthy and happy and being successful and having children and continuing and being decent people who have a good family name. Having children and them being members of society that stand for good, that is total societal, cultural, and biological success. That is it. Not being invaded, not being overrun, not being a slave. That is always the great goal, as Thomas Jefferson said, to go be the yeoman farmer. That's why they all wanted to leave Washington and go be farmers out on their cool farms and, you know, out there with the bees flying around and out there hunting, because they were real men that had been in wars and sailed the seas and spoke five languages and were into being what it really is to be human. And they said, in the councils of government is a joke. Henry Kissinger and his stupid, you know, consort going into events dressed up in tuxedos, they're a joke. But we let these jokes run our world. By teaching us we're inadequate and they're up there on some platform. Let me tell you, if you have brains, if you're an artist, if you're a charming, handsome, loving man, if you're a charming, beautiful woman, well, the beauty isn't just the beauty of how you look, it's who you are. That is incredibly valuable. You already have everything. You're already, as I've said, on a planet in space with unbelievable creations all around. In fact, I sent this to Watson the Post. I don't think he did. He's been so busy. My wife came in this morning at like 6 a.m. We got up. She goes, look at this I found. This is radio telescopes and other systems recording the space winds. And they don't know, because the winds shouldn't be making these sounds. And it's really radio waves and other things combined. It sounds like whale song. And here's what the Earth sounds like. Here's what Jupiter sounds like. Here's what the moon sounds like. And it's so beautiful sounding. I want to play some of that on the show. In fact, I have it on my phone. I texted it to watch it. You can pull off the URL off my phone. I want to play that, because you just hear that. And it's just like, oh, my goodness. I mean, we're part of that, folks. We're not, I want to go to space. I want to go to another planet. You're on a planet. I mean, it's just fantastical. And then we're ruled. I mean, I watch Obama get off a helicopter and all walking slick. And I've watched the body language of him at basketball games really getting off and everybody looking at him. It's like an embarrassing, narcissistic display. And all the people around him getting off on it. And I was never that narcissistic. When I was a teenager, I was a little bit. That's natural. You're supposed to grow out of it. But, I mean, I've been at the coolest parties. I've been at the best events. And it's nothing. But you see other people sitting back feeling good that they're the parrot sitting the tallest in the tree. That's what cockatoos do out in Australia, is they fight over the dominant one with hundreds of them. Who can be in the top of the tree? Who can be up there? And they just sit there just so proud. Monkeys do this. Gorillas do it. The chimpanzees, the other great apes, they get up high and they'll sit on a hill, everyone bowing to them. I mean, look, I want to space travel. I want my progeny. I want to go to the next level. I don't want to just pose up on the top of a hill. Hey, I'm the big monkey. George W. Bush, you know, the famous pictures of him looking just like a chimpanzee with the faces he would make. You know, getting off on the crowds, getting off on the power. And he wasn't probably even that narcissistic, more probably a control freak psychopath. At least if you look at the stuff he was involved in. And if you judge a tree by its fruits. But, I mean, you look at all this and it's like a joke. And these guys want to be in the Situation Room and want to call the orders to bomb countries and want to be the slick guys who, you know, get saluted by. It'd be embarrassing to walk on a red carpet and have military people saluting you and all. And George Washington wouldn't let them call him His Excellency or this or that. I mean, it's disgusting. It is disgusting. And I'm sick of it. And you people are going to blow the planet up. I'm telling you, you're losers, New World Order. You're disgusting filth. And they always talk about all the horrible things that are happening, and you go research it. They then hijack anything bad happening to make it even worse and get power out of it. It's just unbelievable. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I know I've been ranting. We'll get to you here in a moment. We'll get to Leanne McAdoo's report in front of George Washington's statue at UT. She shot like an hour of this. I was watching it last night. It was, and the report's up on Infowars.com. It's a short snippet out of it. But I had her actually go shoot it for Obama Deception, too. And in front of George Washington, a big 20-foot statue, people sign a thing to ban free speech, ban father and mother, and ban brown bags, and arrest or fine people that use brown bags. And, man, when these, especially women, when they hear this, they get excited. They go, yeah, yeah. Because deep down, that's power to arrest people who aren't nice. I mean, boy, let me tell you, these are not liberals, ladies and gentlemen. These are screwed up, dangerous people. And I know conservatives, when they get whipped up for their little fake wars and stuff, act very similar. Man, I tell you, it is scary. It is scary. It is very, 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 very scary to know that they've got the evil forces they need to disappear a lot of us. And these people will sit back and we'll salute it because it feels powerful to be part of darkness. It feels good at a spiritual level to them because they're so spiritually blind. All they've got is evil. And so as they get towards more deeper evil, they feel the power because they're so powerless that even though evil is a much, resonates as a much less powerful thing than good, they're so weak, that's all that's ever been projected at them. And it's also coded in good. So on the surface of their mind, they're like, it's good, but they'll like bite their lip and get twinkles in their eye. It's really like, we're going to arrest people. And we're going to, you know. Those are our F-16s now. That's our armored vehicles. Those are our SWAT teams now. Those are our cruise missiles now. We're gonna take over the economy. We're gonna have people under us. We're gonna run things. It's the time for the women to rise. It's time for our time. It's exactly what the Bible talks about. Your children and your women will be set up above you and will serve the state. The state is the man, and the women and the children are the state's. Woman and child, Hitler even said this, and the men are animals to be kept in the barn and to not be taught how to read or write. That's why they put the boys on the Ritalin and dumb them down. It's all the same thing. Roman program for occupied areas where they would keep the men in barns and not let them learn how to talk. Oh, you just thought when the Civil Rights Movement teaches you about that, that that was just for America? Those were Latin slave manuals, ladies and gentlemen. Feminism, all of it, is the women delivering their children to the state to be their slaves and to be their Hessian mercenaries. We're going to go to break and come back with your calls for 20 minutes in the next hour, I promise. And then next segment we'll get to you in this hour. But first off, I want to tell you about PRI. Products.com. I've heard about these folks for a long time. Really powerful fuel additive they had. It's one of the best known out there. And it's PRIproducts.com. It just increases fuel storage, vital key in preparing for coming problems. Power Research, Inc. manufactures industrial-grade refinery-quality fuel treatment to get the most out of your gasoline and diesel fuel. They got a huge, these are like the name. In fact, I've been so busy, I haven't even plugged this new sponsor for 2 weeks. It's like a huge sponsor to have. I mean, this is a very famous fuel additive outfit. So priproducts.com. Check it out. They've got everything you need, whether it's industrial scale or for your car. Go with what the experts go with, PRIPproducts.com. Ladies and gentlemen, and eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. If you go there, they've got free shipping again on the specials, under the Alex specials this month. And they've got the just-in-case food supply, one of their newest products. They've got specialty foods, you name it, just amazing deals. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely on fire for liberty, and I want to go to the next level. And you see we're starting to do that with our reporters and what we're doing. I mean, we're very close to skipping a few levels and just mass jumping. And I want to get it all launched this year. The new film, the satellite uplink, the new studio. I don't know if it will. If I work 24 hours a day, I don't know if it will. My crew's trying. But we need the money to also get that done. So the powerful T-shirts on the Second Amendment, anti-New World Order, Don't Tread on Me, Paul Revere. I don't know, it's like over 70 T-shirts now, women's apparel. It's all available, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. The documentary films, the books, the videos, the magazines. So much, InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, I'm going to start taking your phone calls right now. If you joined us, it's up on Infowars.com with links to the Israeli newspapers. They are saying the attack is on for Saturday. I don't know if that's going to be true or not, but I hope that that is not the case, because it could lead to some really bad things happening. Also, I saw this a few days ago, and I'm going to cover it after I go to calls. California trying to strike out tax-exempt status for Little League discriminatory groups. Because if boys, Little League is for boys, and girls, Little League is for girls, again, the existence of boys and girls is mean. Because you just because you're different, that makes people feel bad. It's the opposite of tolerance. It's authoritarianism called tolerance. So they're not going to stop, folks. They're going to take over everything. You know, you just want to take your kid to have him play baseball or football, not be taught how to, not going to say it, but that's what they, not be taught how to do medically dangerous things to themselves or whatever. And, you know, you're not going to be able to have your game. Okay. This is a takeover. Let's talk to Dakota in Illinois. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about some police harassment I went through when I first started driving. Pretty much I went through a stop sign at one point, and a police officer pulled me over, asked me for my driver's license, gave it to him, then asked me to step out of the vehicle because, you know, I look Hispanic, so he stereotyped me.
I don't know, man. I've been with people in Chicago that got pulled over who were all white. Chicago, they pull over a lot of, they have, like, quote, safe zones where the kids even get shot now, and they want, quote, drones, they said yesterday, hovering to keep the children safe. I mean, Chicago in many areas, as you know, is a war zone. I'm not saying you didn't get profiled because you're tall, dark, and handsome or whatever it is. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I think more and more, like the police pull over blondes and do cavity searches on the side of the road in Texas, and they pull over black ladies and do it. I mean, that's just more and more. We're all targets, but go ahead.
Yeah, actually, like a couple years after that, I was coming back from work with a buddy of mine, and I got pulled over by the same cop. And I was wearing a like a tank top, and I have a couple of tattoos, like a couple of political tattoos. I have the don't tread on me on my arm.
Now, they do teach him to discriminate against patriots. Oh, I understand. Go ahead. Yeah, but don't tread on me, very evil.
Yeah, I've got the 1776 on my wrist. I have two flags that are flipped over for the distress that's happening in my country. And he kind of just moved over and looked at me and asked me, he's like, oh, so you're one of them terrorists, huh?
You're joking.
I'm not joking. He literally had asked me. He's like, oh, so you support Al-Qaeda? And I'm like, no. I'm like, it means that my country's in distress. He's like, so you are part of Al-Qaeda then.
Well, listen, in the new manuals, they say, the new Army manual says, the Founding Fathers would not be welcome in the military, and that promoting liberty in a better world, that's an actual quote, is connected to terrorism, and that's the code words we use. And a lot of these cops just want to imagine everybody's bad because it makes them be on a power trip, but that guy must be really stupid. So how did this end?
This ended by him telling me to go put a sweatshirt on, so I'm going to cover that up because he didn't want to see that still.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. He told me to put on a sweatshirt.
Well, let me say this. We've been researching dash cams. We also need ways to fund ourselves. But we're going to be coming out with our own dash cams soon that are the very best out there for the price. And I'm buying a giant group of them in bulk to give you a low price because I want every one of my listeners to have dash cams. Well, let me tell you, the cops come over, you got a dash cam, they're going to behave themselves.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.